Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, if you're going to be in a disaster, you better be prepared. And we have some apps to help.
Plus, less glare on future iPads? Is that possible? What all the kids are downloading. And be the very best commander you can be.
All that and the best new way to watch video. I really mean it this time on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by BarkBox, a monthly box of high-quality, fun, and healthy goodies for your dog. Delivered right to your door. Save 20% when you sign up for a new subscription. Visit BarkBox.com/twit and use the code TWIT at checkout. And by Audible.com. To download the free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/iPad today. iPad Today time!
So, Leo, how have you been?
You know, it's so funny because people act, if there's an earthquake, as if, oh my God, the world must have crumbled. Your house must have fallen down. The studio must be a mess. You see, because the TV cameras, they focus on the pockets of disaster.
Right, right.
Almost all of it about 30 miles away. We had a little shaking, but I'm fine. How about you? I saw you tweet right away at 3 a.m.
Well, woke me up.
Yeah, me too.
Woke me up.
We had an earthquake.
We had an earthquake over the weekend, everybody.
And we're waiting. There could be another. You know, usually they come in groups.
Yeah, I know.
And and we all know the big one. This was not the big one. The big one is coming.
No. This was
serious.
It was significant. I mean, the epicenter was closer to where we are now here at the
29 miles away.
29 miles away. I was in San Francisco, but I live on the top floor. I live on the fourth floor. And I think that, and I also basically live on landfill. So I think that, I know, it's awesome. It's great. If SOMA couldn't be any worse, I'm also going to die first.
A lot of San Francisco wasn't there when people first arrived.
Correct. Yeah, they filled it all in from bay water.
As the boats would come in, they would just sink them because it was too much trouble to sail them back.
Yeah.
And that became the marina, south of Market Area, China Basin.
That's not
even like modern landfill. It's just basically junk.
Yay.
And that means when the earth shakes, it liquefies.
So, at least in my apartment, I never actually got out of bed because I was like, I mean, I'm not getting out of bed for a 6.1, but it was scary.
It's funny.
It was 3:30 in the morning,
yeah,
so
3:21.
I was asleep.
It was like there was a spring propelling me. I leapt from bed and shouted, earthquake!
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't have anybody to shout to.
Lisa's there. Yeah, I know. I've been awake for 20 minutes now listening to the earthquake. Yeah, okay, thanks. She didn't jump out of bed, but I did. The dog did not wake up. Here is a video of the studio.
Oh, look at that.
What a shaker that was.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of funny.
That's it.
That's kind of funny.
It was only 29 miles away. You know what? Really, the great tragedy of this earthquake, besides there were people injured, some seriously. Of course, that's the greatest tragedy. But it was in wine country, and there's a lot of wine spilled.
Yeah, that
broken.
It hurts me. You know, a lot.
We had Robert Scoble on Twit yesterday.
Saw that,
and he was depressed for the show. We thought he said, "Oh, I'm just feeling terrible for my friend. Horrible things are happening." I thought, oh my God, does she have cancer? No, she lives in Napa and all her wine is on the ground. It did hurt him and hurt people because they think of this wine lost. But you know what that means is the wine that survived is going to be much more valuable.
And expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, nobody wins in an earthquake, really. But that actually got me thinking that we've never actually done a theme on disaster apps.
Oh. Are there?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I'm so happy.
Well, I know. It's yay, disaster preparedness.
That's the way that I should spin this earthquake.
I don't want us to have disasters, but if we're going to have them, we should be prepared.
This earthquake was a clarion call. We haven't had one as serious for 25 years. Many of the people who work here weren't even born when it happened. Many of us.
Oh, 1989?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this was one that reminds you, okay, get the wrench. so that you can turn off your gas, know where your water and gas mains are?
Oh, I don't even know how to do that.
Well, you're in an apartment, so.
Somebody will help me, right?
The super will do that.
I'll just.
Do you have a super?
No. the owner lives down in Orange County.
Yeah, he's going to drive up and fix it.
And bring me water.
No. So that's another thing.
No, you know what's going to happen? There's going to be an earthquake. I'm going to have to run out in the street in my undies because they always happen in the middle of the night. And that's the end of me.
Oh, naturel.
Isn't that good to know?
Let's practice. Let's practice, okay?
Okay.
Let's take
Everybody,
off your clothes.
Sleeping on the buff.
Let's practice.
Okay.
Earthquake. Okay, now. Wow.
That was
quite a tumbler. What do we do next? We don't run out in the street, for one thing.
No, because the power line's going to kill you.
Very dangerous out there.
You stand in a doorway.
In fact, they estimate that if there were an earthquake in downtown San Francisco, the glass from the broken windows would be several feet high. You wouldn't want to be buried in that.
Certainly not.
So stay inside. Find a solid place. They were saying for a long time get in a doorway.
Because it's where, like, more of the... I don't really know a whole lot about how things are built. But it's something about it being stronger. Well, like, even if the walls crash, usually the door frame will stay.
That was the theory. Is like, oh, well, look at, you know, bombed out cities. There's always a door. But, in fact, I don't think the latest thinking is the doorway is actually...
Get under a big table?
Yeah, something solid.
I got a big table.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, good. So, now you're thinking. This
We're
is disaster planning.
We're fine. Until the floor caves in and then the table falls.
Hey, if the building falls over, it doesn't really matter where you're standing.
Right.
We're talking about the...
Then you want some, like, a monkey bar, right? So, it's like, if it falls and you're just like...
Well, here's what I would do.
Okay.
Grab your mattress from your bed, drag it to your bathroom, get in the bathtub and put the mattress over you. You have time for that, right? Can you lift your mattress?
I can drag it slowly. I don't know if it would fit in the bathroom, though. I mean, the lofts these days don't have these big fancy bathrooms like I know you have. Your bathroom is, like, bigger than my house. So, you know, we can't all have a McMansion here at Twit.
I jump up and run around like a chicken with my head cut off going, earthquake, earthquake.
So, okay, we had an earthquake over the weekend. It certainly could have been worse than it was. But it was not without damage, and it got everybody talking. Does everybody have an earthquake kit?
Right.
Do you know what you're supposed to do in an earthquake? Are we prepared for something that's much larger? And so I thought, well, yeah, there's got to be some, like, cool apps that have to do with earthquakes, right?
Because I've never prepared.
Yeah, just to kind of, like, arm yourself with information. So there's many. If you just type in earthquake into the App Store, there's a ton of apps, and most of them are garbage. But there is one called QuakeFeed.
Wait a minute. Let's not gloss over that. Most of them are garbage?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, this is good. Tell us what's good.
Well, because
it's just like shovelware.
They cost money, or there's some, like, weird in-app purchase, or it just, the app crashes, and it's almost like taking advantage. All right, so I'm looking at QuakeFeed right now, and this is actually data of earthquakes that are happening all over the world all the time.
Now you know why they call this the Rim of Fire.
Right. Now, the Ring of Fire. Here you can see that this earthquake, can I zoom in here? All right. This earthquake is the one that Leo and I were talking about, the one in question. Yeah. It was epicentered in something called American Canyon. I don't even really know where that is, but it's near Napa. And you can see that it happened at 8:24, 3:20 a.m. Here are the coordinates. It was 29 kilometers from here. You can change that to miles in the settings. And this says 6.0.
I think it's actually 6.1.
I thought it was 6.1. But what was interesting about it is that, all right, so you can kind of see, all right, well, this is sort of where the fault line, where it runs, which is offshore, which actually matters because that gives you a sense of how the tectonic plates are moving. But there are also a lot of little earthquakes that are happening all over the place.
That's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it totally is. I was just in Hawaii. Yeah. I didn't realize they even had earthquakes. Yeah. You know, somebody in my Twitter feed, because that night, Saturday night, of course, I was up for a while just kind of like looking at Twitter and what everybody else
Twitter
was saying.
Twitter was amazing, wasn't it?
And somebody said, you know, there was like a 7.0 earthquake in I thought that they had said Chile, but it looks like it's
Peru.
right in Peru. Or there might have been one in Chile as well.
6.9, wow.
Yeah, which is, and there's 5.7, blah, blah, blah. But, Yeah, it just gives you kind of a sense of, oh, okay, so these are earthquakes that are happening all the time in various areas. Most of the time, they don't register. You know, they're too far offshore. And then, of course, it's like if you're, in an island, then there's like the possibility of tsunami because of an earthquake.
Gotta be very aware of that.
And that,
you're right.
That, I guess, applies to the shore in California,
yeah, yeah.
too.
Anywhere not coastal.
Yeah, not yeah. that we really have that come
We've
up
We've had tsunami
too often.
Waves, but it's not been bad. But that doesn't mean it couldn't be at another time.
Exactly. Yeah. yeah. In fact, if you go to some, and I'm not exactly sure how the East Coast works, but there are certain beaches where they have, you know, tsunami signs and little markers, like, if it gets to this point, you're done for.
Well, no, they have...
That was my tweet. That's all I could... I was tweeting from the heart at 3:20 whatever, that 3:22 a.m. Yeah. Thanks, Brian. Thanks for reminding everybody that...
I saw that
I don't think eloquently at 3:30 a.m.
I saw that one. Yeah.
It's funny, I knew quite a few people who were at a party Saturday night. I did not go because I'm a little bit more responsible than them. So everybody was like wasted still at 3:30.
So they didn't notice. The bed was
spinning
already.
No, they were just still up.
Oh.
They were like, blah, blah.
I was surprised at how many people tweeted.
Yeah.
Almost instantly. Because that's what happened. I jumped up. I said, earthquake, got back in bed. I'm wide awake. You're not going to go right away to sleep. So I'm looking at my phone. In fact, somebody tweeted a picture of somebody looking at a phone like this saying, this is what we're all doing right now in the mm-hmm. San Francisco Bay Area. And it's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
But very quickly we got the magnitude, we got information, people started tweeting pictures. It actually was a really good source. Now, we've been talking about earthquakes because that's on our mind, but there's many other kinds of disasters, tornadoes, floods, hurricanes.
Absolutely.
This is the Pacific Disaster Alert application, and it doesn't limit itself just to tornadoes, even forest fires, wildfires in British Columbia, a warning, drought warning even. The Texas area, here in the Gulf of Mexico, Hurricane Maria, cyclone. So this is kind of fun. This covers avalanches, biomedical Ebola outbreaks in Africa, cyclone,
wow.
drought, earthquake, extreme temperature, flood, high surf, high wind, landslide, man-made disasters. There'd be probably acts of terrorism. Marine, storm, tornado, tsunami, volcano, wildfire, winter storm. So I'm just curious, biomedical. Let's see worldwide if there's any. Oh, I guess it's just a legend. So you can see, oh, yeah, here it is, the biomedical Ebola outbreak in West Africa. So, you know, this isn't – it probably could be used to warn you. But really, it's not so much about warning you as just kind of a fascinating compilation of all the threats to human life that are going on right now. There's a flood in New South Wales. Actually, that was 4 days ago. Queensland, our friends in Queensland, tsunami information. So actually, this is very germane because if you're worried about tsunami in Hawaii, you would like to know more about it, what the official statement is, a briefing on the area and the whole situational awareness, things like population density, night-day indicator. There's a lot of stuff. So this if you want to see what's going on, if you want to learn more about these things, this is great, but it could be used absolutely if you're in a tsunami area, for instance, to keep an eye on tsunamis, floods, landslides. It's kind of fun. Pacific Disaster Alert, and it's free.
Now, NOAA Radar Pro is not free. It's $2, and it seems a lot like what you just showed.
Yeah, I'm sure this data all comes from governmental sources.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is, again, I'm looking at a satellite view. You could look at a radar view as well, but I kind of like the satellite one better. But it's, again, thunderstorm and tornado, flood, coastal marine, wind and fire, hurricane and tropical, blah, 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 hurricane tracker. Now, there's a hurricane, actually. It's weird. It's coming the east. This is Tropical Storm Carina. I think, actually, Carina was a hurricane and it got downgraded. But you can see the path. In fact, at one point, I think it was going more towards California. It looks like it's down into Mexico at this point. But then, yeah, over on the other side, it's like, well, what's going on over here? Tropical Storm Cristobal, that was last updated at 2 a.m. August 25th, and you can kind of see it's coming down into, looks like, the Dominican Republic. But then, up in Indiana, well, what do we got? Just severe thunderstorms, pretty much. Again, expires at a certain time, which kind of lets you know when they're tracking weather, you know, how long does the warning stay in place? What's this? What's that? Bermuda Triangle stuff? Invest 7? I don't know what that is. That's weird. Okay. But in general, again, it's just a, it gives you a sense of, and then this is actually kind of neat. If you've got medium, fast, opacity, let me make sure I've got that right. If you then go ahead and play this, I had trouble with this earlier, and I'm not exactly sure why. Maybe our network, which is always fussy.
It's fussy during this show.
I know.
Only.
It's. I don't know why.
It's so strange.
It's very strange. Well, basically, what you should see is this movie, and I got it to work earlier, but it was a little bit strange. Now, of course, if you're like, listen, I don't really, not that you don't care about disasters all over the world, but if you live in an area that, yeah, is tornado heavy, or you have the threat of hurricanes, or for whatever reason, you know, heavy wind and snow is something that you have to think about all the time, then, of course, you can save locations, which makes it a lot easier to just open up the app. And then, you know, for me, it's like, unfortunately, it would be nice if they would give us earthquake warnings. We don't really have those here. But if for some reason I was worried about weather, oh, see, okay, you can start to see, like, the little patterns here. You can see where the clouds are moving. Then, yeah, this is, it works nicely, I think. I do like the idea of being able to have different map views. I don't know if your app had that or not, Leo, but it gives you a little bit more.
Population and stuff.
Yeah.
Now, that's from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Mm-hmm. Is it U.S. only, or?
No.
So it covers everything.
Yeah. It's worldwide. It's worldwide, Mr. Worldwide. Like, you know, Pitbull.
Pitbull's worldwide?
Yeah. He's Mr. Worldwide. That's just something that he talks about.
Cheebert's mentioning, Cheebert, of course, is the host of This Weekend in a Tribe.
And he lives in Hawaii.
Brian Chee lives in Hawaii.
Yeah. Oahu, I believe.
He has friends at Cal, the University of California, Berkeley, who are doing an app. In fact, they tweeted me called iShake, but I haven't been able to find it on iOS, so I'm not sure exactly where it is. Cheebert, where, he's in the chat room right now. Where is iShake? Is it a website or is it going to be an app? He said app. But I think this is kind of intriguing. I think there are obviously a lot of apps that say where earthquakes are. Wouldn't it be cool to have an app that tells you what to do before the earthquake happens or any disaster?
Yes.
Do you have such a thing?
No.
Neither do I.
But I bet
why
there is
don't
one.
They have something like that?
Well, let's not.
Why isn't there like a checklist that says, well, you got water? You know, where have you put it? Potable water? Is it stored somewhere safe?
Hold everything, mm-hmm. because maybe, you know what? That's weird. There really isn't. There really isn't.
There must be a book.
I mean, of course, that is readily available information that you could get online.
So prepare.
But if you are an app developer and you want to make some moolah, maybe you should make an earthquake kit app that looks really cool.
I'm just looking.
Actually, you shouldn't charge for that.
I'm just looking in the wrong place for iShake.
It would be uncouth.
Shake, because they say it's an iPhone app, and I am looking at the iPhones. But it's unfortunately a very common term in the apps. So I will try to find iShake, and we'll talk about it at some point.
iShake, are you wanting to show the disaster llama?
Okay, well, you know, disasters, that could be so depressing.
What does it mean it could anyway be
so,
anymore?
Yeah, so I thought we'd do one disaster app that's about fun and games. It's called Inappropriate Llama Disaster.
Okay.
So you know how it is. You're having
I know how llamas are, that's for sure.
You're having a great time. There's a party. There's, you know, some fun going on. And you're pretty serious. Well, here, in fact, is the President of the United States. Good evening, he says. I speak to you now in utter sincerity.
Oh, he looks different.
He looks like he belongs in South Park, doesn't he? As we face this, our darkest hour. Mm. Now, the key is to know the asteroid has not diverted course as we first hoped. It will strike Antarctica in just a few hours. This, by the way, is a simulation, not real world. Obliterating the tiniest and cutest baby penguins, and shortly thereafter, the remaining life on this planet. Notice the timer is going down. Though we cannot save everyone, a special bunker has been made available for those few we select from a nationwide lottery. Any chance of survival, you must dial the following number to enter. Bring in the llama!
Wow.
Inappropriate llama.
First of all, it doesn't really look much like a llama. It looks like a chipmunk.
How many points did I score? Oh, see, I should have waited. I thought when he was saying, So you want to get 5 stars by bringing in the llama at exactly...
Uh-oh.
No, this is...
What's that?
This is the in-app purchase.
Say no.
So apparently you only get 4 disasters before you actually have to give them money.
Oh.
You know what? They're fun disasters.
Are they?
Yeah. Let's go to a funeral. What do you say?
Okay.
Yeah. Sad.
Aw.
Everybody's sad. Oh. But, you know, nothing better than an inappropriate llama.
So the whole idea is that the llama crashes these sad situations and makes everybody feel better.
Well, you feel better because you get some stars. That's it. And it crashed.
Good app.
At a perfect time.
You know, Leo and I only show the best apps
on
this show.
Hey, it's free.
It's free. Only the best apps here.
You only get to play 4 levels before it wants
money.
You're
not going to hear anything about inappropriate llama disaster anywhere else but this here show. So anyway, that's our disaster theme. We've got Quake Feed, Earthquake Map. We've got NOAA Radar Pro, Leo's Disaster Alert. What was the other one?
Pacific Disaster Alert.
Pacific Disaster Alert. Yep. Yep. And then inappropriate llama disaster, and...
And that's enough.
And that's plenty.
I think it's depressing. Let's just move on and just hide our head in the sand and pretend nothing's
going
to ever
happen. We have to harness knowledge and leverage it to disrupt the way we prepare. Did you like my keywords?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then we pivot into...
So what you should... So this is to help us with the SEO.
No.
On this show.
No. We don't have any SEO on this show. What is the show even about? Nobody knows. Doesn't matter. But if you would like the links to all of the apps that we mentioned.
I'll mention one more. I forgot this one.
All right.
There are disasters that are personal disasters, too. And for that, the Red Cross has a great first aid kind of preparedness app, which you should get. It's free. Mm. And that way you can keep track of, how to help somebody in a... emergency. I'm downloading it right now. But this is a great little app from the Red Cross, American Red Cross. Absolutely free. If, you know, you have to give somebody a tourniquet, it's good to have. There's video in here. I'll open it up here. It's almost done. And you can see this. So what's wrong with you right now so I can go to the right page?
What is
it? Are you having a heart attack?
I think I might be having a stroke. Half of my body's numb and it smells like oranges.
Okay, you got to read the disclaimer. Case of emergency, it says go to the hospital. But, for instance, if you're in anaphylactic shock because you have an allergy. And
oh, yeah. I got stung by a bee.
Stung by a bee. This will give you all the information and a Q&A. Of course, an EpiPen is what you need.
This is actually really, everybody
this
should have
nice.
This.
Broken bone. And obviously, you're going to go to a hospital. You're going to go to a doctor. But this is for first aid. This is first responders.
Yeah.
Support the injury. Call 911. How can you tell if a bone is broken? Burns, what to do? Cool the burn under running water for at least 10 minutes. Choking, how to, you know, and by the way, this changes.
Yikes. All.
That's a doll, not
That's
a real baby.
Okay. Right.
But this changes all the time. That we've learned, for instance, that compressions, chest compressions, are the best thing you can do. And this will keep you up to date on all of this. Poisoning, if somebody has a seizure, it's a good idea to, for instance, don't hold, restrain them. And there's even video. On some of them, this is a really great little app, and it's absolutely free. So probably a good one to get on your iPad. The
yeah.
Red Cross First Aid
Ugh.
App. Yeah. Ugh. Well, I know, but it's good to know. I would go through this.
Yeah, no, it's good.
I would
it's
go
good.
Through this yeah. emergency first aid tests to know, and then of course. What's great is it'll tell you where the nearest hospital is if you've added your location.
Did you know that centipedes bite, and if you're bitten by one, it's like really can be really bad?
Very poisonous.
I didn't know that until recently because I've never really seen
one
before.
News. They have a really tiny mouth.
Oh, but they're so, they've got the...
Dotty long legs are worse, but they can't bite you because they can't get their proboscis around.
I'm not so okay. We talked about that as well. That they're the most poisonous spider. But are they really?
They're not even a spider.
What?
No.
What? Yes,
they don't have 8 legs.
Yes, they do. They're an arachnid, like all other spiders. Hello. Can somebody tell Leo that he is WRONG?
Go to Wikipedia and learn all about centipede bites.
That's where you find all the information you ever need to know. Wikipedia is never wrong. Hey, so for the links that we just mentioned, including the Red Cross app, which is a good one.
I forgot to mention
Thank you for adding that at the end, actually.
Useful.
really useful. You can go to twit.tv/IPT. That is where our show notes live. All of our app links to everything in the iTunes store is there as well. And, you know, last week, what did we talk about? Oh, yeah, last week was music. That was fun. Week before, we did Disney stuff. Week before that was, well, anyway, you get the idea. Lots of good shows there. And, of course, subscription links as well. And, as always, hats, which we will have at the end of this show, too. Wait a second. Sandman is saying that Daddy Longlegs only have 6 legs.
You were too scared to count when you saw one. They're not spiders.
Maybe that's why they don't scare me.
No, they're cute, except they should scare you. They're very poisonous. But again, their mouth is too small.
So what
to
do you have to
you.
Do? Like open them up and like eat them and then you die?
No. You can't
rub them on your...
They don't hurt you. They're good to have. They eat mosquitoes and other critters.
Yeah, they've never really bothered me. But other spiders, as a rule, are pretty frightening, I think.
I think they're...
Especially when they have hair, because then they seem like...
Human.
Monsters.
Right.
Like monsters.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. What do you have in your lap there, Leo?
Ozzy was very jealous.
Why?
Because we keep talking about Nature Box, right? And that we are all having these nice snacks.
Oh, yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
And so he said, "Ruff!" And I said, "Oh, what is that, boy? Ruff!" He said, I said, "What?" He said, "Ruff, ruff, get me the Bark Box."
Uh-huh. Oh, wait a second.
This is the greatest thing for your dog. This is, in fact, we've got video of Ozzy with his Bark Box treat. It's a monthly subscription, high quality, fun, and healthy treats. You get it in the size your dog is. So we got the small dog Bark Box. Look, Burke loves Ozzy. Ozzy loves Burke. And Ozzy just loves his Bark Box.
Wow.
Isn't that great? Ozzy, you want a treat?
Good.
Let's see.
Effects.
So.
Oh, look, we could do this. Oh, he says that's my Bark Box.
Look, he's here. He's here for his Bark Box.
Ozzy,
do you want a treat?
Come on,
Ozzy. Come here.
Come on,
look.
Ozzy.
He's so cute. You want to do the honors?
Okay.
This is now they'll give you treats every month, different stuff.
Who wants your little treats?
They'll give you treats that are suitable for your dog. 4 to 6 awesome full size products, toys, treats, and more. Each box, see, he loves it, is new and different, full of great surprises for your dog, and products you're not going
to
find.
Is this possible for a human to eat chicken breast jerky treat?
I know. Does that sound good?
Sounds good to me.
I know what you'd like better.
What?
How about some lobster roll?
Hey.
We believe, says BarkBox, dogs deserve real food. And what's great about this is all the treats are sourced from the U.S. and Canada only, nowhere else. So, you know, these are high-quality treats. The chews are made in the U.S., Canada, South America, Australia, and New Zealand. There is no rawhide or anything processed with formaldehyde. If you care about your puppy, you know about these things. And you're
Somebody's my best friend.
They're organic, minimal processing, and no glycerin. Wheat. We don't give our dogs grains, gluten, soy.
Yeah, grains are bad.
Corn or fillers. This is good stuff. Rest assured, everything is paw-tested by the office pups at BarkBox. Isn't this cute? Wait a minute. Look at he's a little lobster.
That goes
with a lobster treat, right?
Ozzy.
Get it. Go get it. Oh.
He's like, I want more of this.
And then look at this one. This is kind of
daily essentials.
This is great. I'm going to put this by the door. This is so you can wipe off the muddy dog when they come back in the door. So Ozzy goes out. It's a Muddy Buddy dog mop. Super absorbent microfiber chenille dog towel.
Mm.
Feel that. You know what? You're going to want this for yourself. I love it, a Bark Box.
All those areas with the thunderstorm warnings.
Here's your deal.
After
we're going to save
you. After the disaster, you clean your dog off.
That's well. He gets muddy. He goes out there and gets muddy. We chose Tiny. He's less than 10 pounds. But they also have big ones as well. And you can get a year's worth of Bark Boxes. You can even just get 1 month. But whatever you decide to sign up for, your new subscription will get 20% off when you use the code TWIT. At BarkBox.com/twit. And by the way, they really are animal lovers. They give 10% of their revenue to local rescue and shelters.
Oh, that's awesome.
Across the U.S. and Canada.
BarkBox!
So it's a good company, good people. We really like them.
I actually know somebody who works there.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah. But I didn't know that
Did
we
you
were
know
doing,
that?
No, I mean, it's
you
just
didn't know they were gonna,
It's
so
just
cool.
now coming to me. I think he does.
Yeah. BarkBox.com/twit. And I just think it's so cool. I just really love this idea. So Ozzy is... No, Ozzy. We're not going to give you too many treats. No, just that. That's all. Look.
Yeah.
Does Ozzy like his Bark Box? He's just waiting. He knows I have the Bark Box. He's just waiting.
We should have lunch together. I would eat these. Chicken breast jerky treats. I love this. No junk, more spunk.
It's good stuff. Oh, you sweet dog. I'm sorry. That's
We're sorry.
We're going to limit you to just one bark box treat.
I also gave him
Look at
a
that.
Lot.
He's really upset.
He's so
Oh, no, no, no. Don't get up on the... Oh, Ozzy.
Oh, I think you should do it.
You Correct. Can't fake this. This
Aunt,
is...
Aunt Sarah. I know. He's like, please.
We pre-recorded it because we thought, oh, Ozzy, we don't know if he's going to, on the day of the ad, if he's going to...
I feel mean.
He really wants his bark box.
And do you see how he puts his little tongue out when he wants to be cute? When he's like...
Mm-hmm. He does that. Mm-hmm.
I'm cute. Please
He's doing
me.
That right now.
Yeah, I know he is. Oh, okay. All right. Let's eyes on the prize here, Leo. Let's get through this show. We've been talking for months about how the iPad is going to change. There's going to be a next generation iPad. What are they going to do? Is the camera going to get better? Is it going to be thinner and lighter? Blah, blah, blah. Is it going to be bigger? And the latest rumor is that it may have anti-reflective coating so that because the number one thing, honestly, the number one thing that I do not like about my iPad because I pretty much bring it with me everywhere, especially when I'm traveling, is that it's hard to read outside.
Huh.
I was recently on vacation in Hawaii. What did I do? I packed one of my old books because I wanted to read and I knew I would be outside, and the iPad just isn't good when you've got the sun reflecting. It's hard to read.
Right.
You know, even if you have the brightness up all the way, it's just a pain, you know?
Right.
It's no Kindle in that regard. So, and I don't have a Kindle.
In fact, it's so funny that you should say that. I was just talking to somebody and that's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't want to read on the iPad because it's too glary. It bugs my eyes.
Yeah, that's just the way it goes. I never really want to use it outside unless I'm under a tree or something like that.
But
what?
On the other hand, yeah. We've seen non-glare before, and it
does tend to dull
the brightness
it.
And the colors.
Yeah.
And Apple went to all of these glary screens with their computers and their tablets for that reason. And touch especially often tends to be very glary because of the way touch works. But Apple apparently has found some new technologies. This is all going to be in-cell design. It's going to be very different, which will make it thinner.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, it's also led to the rumor that they're having trouble producing these in quantity.
That's right. Yeah, because they're trying to get the formula just right, which is they do say that about every time Apple's innovating. Oh, the supply chain problems.
It's safe to say that when there is a big new design,
yeah.
And the iPhone does this every other year.
Right.
iPad, we pretty much get a new one every year. So this is...
Mm-hmm.
But when the iPhone changes its design every other year, that is when there are lines, there is short supply. And my advice to people, if you want to get the new iPhone, and certainly I'm going to do this, I know you will too, Apple probably is announcing it September 9th. iPads will be not that day, but the next month, we
yeah.
think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I know this is iPad today, but just a little iPhone sidebar. The day they announce it, they will also say, and we'll be covering it live, as we will be covering any iPad announcement or iWatch announcement, but they will also say, available for pre-order.
On this day.
That make a note of that, and at midnight on that day, whatever that is, typically it'll be the Friday following, the 12th.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know. But typically that's what it would be. Make sure you get up, I'm not kidding, at 12:01 and go to the Apple site and order it. And you could, if you go through that process, and you'll see it's flaky at that time because everybody else is doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But you choose your carrier. You can get your carrier upgrade. They will go through. You actually will log in it to your carrier's site as part of the process so that they can validate your phone number. So it'll come when it arrives with the proper SIM ready to go on that carrier. And if you get there before it runs out of stock, and you probably will if you go at midnight on the day it's pre-ordered, then you'll get it the very FedEx to you the day it comes out. So if you're anxious to get it, I would do this because my best guess is these are going to be in short supply.
Exactly.
That this is going to be one of
That's
those.
That's the thing, is that yeah. even if you're not like, oh, I have to be the first one, what ends up happening is even if you just sleep until 7 a.m.
Right.
the next morning, then you might be
you
screwed
might be
for
late.
Weeks.
We've seen that
That's
happen.
That's happened to me.
And it says, you know, at first it says ships in a week, then it ships in 2 weeks, then
mm-hmm.
ships in 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you don't want to be, if you need a new iPhone especially, I think there are a lot of people with 4s and 4Ss
oh, yeah.
who've been waiting. Now's the new phone.
You know, it's funny, since ever since the iPhone 5 design came out, you know, the longer screen and everything, it's, you notice now when someone's got the little iPhone, right? And it's like, it's not bad or good or whatever, but
it's awfully small.
It does.
A 3.5-inch screen nowadays.
It now stands out, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. But there are still a lot of people who decided, well, you know, I don't really need the larger screen, but at this point, a 4S is pretty long in the tooth.
Yeah.
It's time.
Yeah, the 4S will get iOS 8. Mm-hmm. And is it the iPad third generation? No, all of the iPads except the first generation get iOS 8. But generally what happens is the new iOS doesn't work so well on the older stuff.
Yeah, it tends to bog the system down a bit.
It is time probably to get a new one.
You know, ComScore always comes out with these studies of what people are doing with apps.
Right.
What apps are being used the most in various countries. What are the citizens like? And it's always kind of interesting. And a lot of this data has to do with, I mean, it's mobile apps. So these are iPad apps, iPhone apps, that sort of thing. But some interesting statistics. One is that most smartphone users, and again, I would say that this applies to iPad users as well, download 0 apps per month.
What?
And now you might say, well, that's crazy. Isn't Apple always touting that they have had more downloads, you know, in the App Store than ever before? And they're, you know, they're always quoting these crazy numbers and we all go, oh, wow. Well, it turns out that, yeah, I mean, that's true because more people are using devices that you can download apps on. But most people have like 5 apps.
You know, I think about...
And they just don't download apps.
I think about Abby, for instance. She basically uses what it came with. And then every once in a while, like she downloaded Kim Kardashian Hollywood.
Yeah, right.
Every once in a while, maybe every few months, there's something new. But mostly she just uses what it came with.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are like that, I guess. It's funny, you and I don't think that way. We're in that 8-plus app category down at the bottom. Only 2.4% of you.
Absolutely. Now, but I would say, okay, let's say that we were not doing shows where we were downloading apps regularly. I still, anytime I'm hanging out with someone new, I'm always interested in what is on, you know, their device.
And particularly what's on their front page, because that tells you what they use the most.
Yeah. And where you just kind of get into a conversation, and you're like, I've never heard of that. Okay, I'll download that. I mean, I do that all the time because people have different interests and it's fun. But that's, it's kind of interesting. Hey, where are all the app downloaders? Now, I know probably a lot of you that are watching the show are like, well, of course I'm downloading apps because you guys are recommending them. But in general, it's just kind of interesting to know what the different habits are. This one is even more interesting, and this is comes from The Atlantic, that is a little bit of a breakdown of, based on age, what people are using. Top 10 apps by percent of time spent for the age group of 18 to 24. Young people, highly coveted in the television market. Facebook, 14.8%, followed by Pandora. This is in the U.S. only, by the way. Obviously, Pandora is only in like 3 countries. Pandora with 9.1%, followed by Instagram. Pandora above Instagram, 6.6%.
But that makes sense because Pandora you put on and then you listen for a long period of time because you're listening to music.
Yeah.
So it's a little different. In fact, they turn on Pandora, keep it going in the background, and be doing Facebook.
Yeah.
Again, the funny thing about Instagram is that's still Facebook. And I think that's what Facebook's going to do is they're going to have all these apps and you think you're jumping from app to app and you've never left Facebook. What's number 4?
YouTube, 5.2%.
Okay. Again, something you'd consume.
Followed by Snapchat, which by the way, I'm not using anymore.
Why not?
Because nobody Snapchats me.
I've been wondering why I haven't gotten any pictures from you lately.
Yeah, well, you've gotten plenty.
Ever.
No, I don't think we're Snapchat friends, actually. I don't know if you know how to use it, actually.
I don't.
I'm not sure Snapchat is the network for
it's
you.
Not for me.
But no, for a while, I was really into it, and now nobody Snapchats me, so I haven't opened it in a while. Followed by Twitter. Snapchat's above Twitter. That's interesting. But again, this is 18 to 24, so it's just, you know, it's kids.
It's younger
Keek folk. Messenger, Facebook Messenger, Netflix, and then something called iFunny, which I've never even heard of.
Really? I never heard of it either.
Yeah. Now, when you go up to ages 25 to 34, Facebook, Pandora, then YouTube goes into third place. It's kind of interesting. A little bit older, more time spent on YouTube than Instagram, followed by Netflix, Facebook Messenger. Then you get into Skype, Gmail, Pinterest, and Google Maps. The young people don't need maps. Not yet, anyway. And then once you get up into the 35 to 54 age range, you know, it's interesting how much it doesn't really change. However, of the top 10, Facebook number 1, Pandora number 2, Facebook Messenger number 3, YouTube, Netflix, Viggle, Instagram, Gmail,
Viggle?
Candy Crush Saga.
Oh, that's dropped.
And Pinterest.
But that was higher before.
But, it, I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's iFunny. I just downloaded it.
iFunny with a smiley face?
Yeah. It's a...
What is it?
It's a, well, it's also available on the iPad. I don't know. It must be funny. Let's see. Let's begin to iFunny 3.0.
Are you sure it's iFunny with a smiley face?
Yes, it's okay. iFunny with... It is I...
I'm just
iTunes has it all wrong. The hottest single of the year is me.
Oh, I see. It's just funny things.
It's just funny things.
Oh, I love that one, actually.
The cat that flies through the
yeah.
ceiling.
Yeah.
Perfect loop,
it's
they
like
call
the
that.
New neon cat.
So it's free. It's ad supported. You can see there's smiley faces.
So it's almost like a... I can mean, in a way, it's it. Almost like a little bit of a...
I can comment on it. It's a...
It's a meme thing.
Meme sharing thing.
Who's that? Is that Drake? Somebody Drake?
Drake, he's funny. Look, he's got a Sonos subwoofer and a skateboard. I don't know.
I love it.
I don't know what that's...
Send it to me.
What if our actual use of emojis gradually becomes so extensive that we actually circle back to writing in hieroglyphics?
I want that to happen.
Shower thoughts.
That's what that's I want to happen before I yeah. die.
So you can. I do definitely don't send me notifications. Thank you.
You said yes.
Oh, crud. I hate it when that happens.
Leo.
So
what you're doing.
You have the collective. You have subscriptions. You have popular. You can see what the popular iFunnies are.
So we learned something today.
Yeah.
If we were... somewhere between 18 and 24. See, you like it. This is your kind of humor. If funny. NFL logos were fat. All right. Okay. All right. Somebody, oh, that's enough. Look at that fat puma. Jaguar.
And the Cheetos.
All right. Leo.
I'm sorry. It is funny.
That 49er one is not even good.
No, that's not good.
It's, 499 pounds?
We got the crappy one.
That's the worst one.
The Raiders one's pretty good, though. Raiders chubby little Raider. Good. I like the Bronx. The Kansas City Chiefs have a good takeaway pay.
Okay. Well, success. All right.
iFunny.
Somebody really liked that one.
You know,
one.
That took the place of FML was very big for a while. F my life, remember that?
Yeah.
So I can remember. I see this with my kids because they're 19 and 22, actually 20 and 22 now, and so it's very trendy. Like all their friends,
20 years old.
Yeah.
Good grief.
All his birthday's 3 days, 2 days, day after tomorrow.
Good grief.
He'll everybody will be doing FML and then they'll stop, or damn you autocorrect or whatever it is, and then they'll stop.
Yeah.
So iFunny's that.
Yeah.
It's whatever for a little while. Everybody's
it's just
doing.
A place to look at funny things.
Right.
All right. We got a voicemail from someone who is interested in following Reddit on their iPad.
Actually, the computer is crashing on me at the moment.
Your computer's crashing? Well, you know, we don't even have to listen to the voicemail because basically he was like, hey, guys, I was wondering where is the best app to look at Reddit on your iPad.
I like to watch Reddit.
He actually kind of did sound like that.
What is my best app?
I'm sorry that we didn't play your voicemail, but I did listen to it, and I'm glad that you sent it.
Yeah.
Now, before Chad and I started doing Reddit Up, I might have said, well, you know, Reddit doesn't have an official app.
Yes. No, it doesn't have an official one.
Yeah.
A lot of third-party apps, though.
A lot of third-party apps, but, like, I wasn't necessarily testing all of those.
Well, there's Bacon.
There's Bacon.
I lately been using Biscuit. There seems to be a trend in naming here.
Bacon and Biscuit?
Yeah. Biscuit was actually written by a fan of ours. Alien Blue is kind of the long-time standard.
Well, no, this is funny because I asked Chad, because Chad Johnson, mm-hmm. my co-host on Reddit Up, mm-hmm. is a... By the way, if you haven't watched that show, it's really good.
Oh, must watch.
It's very good.
It's must watch it's, TV.
It is must-see TV, I think is what they call it. But Alien Blue, he says, oh, hands down, this is the best one. And it is a really nice third-party app. I mean, if you're looking at Reddit, I'm not even... This is just when you first open it up, you've got the front page here. Obviously, if you log in, you've got more options to participate. But you've got, you know, everything that you would... Okay, yeah,
they're all fairly similar in the sense that they look like newsreaders or, you know, Feedly or...
Well, you know, and I would argue, not that I don't like to hang out on Reddit, but Reddit is not what you call a visual experience. In
well,
many ways...
Depends
okay, Ozzy's back.
Depends which subreddits you
follow. Ozzy's like, is it time for my BarkBox yet?
BarkBox. It's time for BarkBox.
Please.
I want a BarkBox.
You don't even remember.
Go get your lobster. Go get your lobster.
Get the lobster.
Where's the lobster?
Where's the lobster?
Where's
the
after.
See, he's got treats on his mind.
Yeah, well, you know. Who doesn't?
So this is Alien Blue you're showing.
This is Alien Blue.
See, I don't like the. I'm sure you could change it, but the wood paneling.
You don't like the. You don't like the. What's the name for it now?
Skeuomorphism.
Skeuomorphism. I almost called it ephemeralism because I get everything confused now, all of my terms. But yeah, let's say you wanted to search for a particular subreddit or a particular term. It's all there. You've got some options of how you want your experience to look. No more images available.
I'll show you. I think Biscuit's better.
Oh, you
really do?
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see it. Oh, Alien Blue just crashed.
Yeah, another reason. I like Biscuit's newer.
We are just crashing.
I like the UI. It's a little fresher. Same thing though. You subscribe. You can go to the Reddit front page. But see, now let me go back a little bit here to this side thing. So notice that when I went to front page, now instead of having this newsreader subbar, it's a little bit more of a nice. Interface, I think. And then I can actually play video from within it. I'm not sure why. It's a YouTube video. I'm getting some
Welcome
sort
back.
Of...
First
there we
of
go.
All, thanks for the nomination.
Let's not look at that. It's always a little risky to go to Reddit directly on live TV. But you see, these are the subreddits I'm following. So this... I just think this is a nicer interface. I think it's cleaner.
Hmm.
I think it's easier to read. Here's a good story. A lot of people are very interested that AppSumo is giving away a year of LastPass. So the comments are here. There's a link to AppSumo. Share, save, hide, report, show, reply. I'm logged into my account so I could reply. I think the way the threading works is very good. You see how that is switching over? I just really like this. This is a Biscuit.
It almost looks a little bit like Reader.
Well, all of them look a little like Reader, but what I like is that the bar is over here. It's out of the way. So here's the AMAs. Mm-hmm. And so that gets out of the way. Now I can see this. You can read. I just think it uses the landscape a little bit better. You see how I can drill down like this?
The text does seem a little easier.
It's easier to read. I really like this.
I think the reason that people like Alien Blue is because it mirrors more closely the way that Reddit is threaded. This Biscuit is cool, but it does change. I mean, if you hang out on Reddit on the web long enough, then this might be a little bit off-putting.
A lot of people complain about the speed of these programs, and that's because they're used to using it on the web, and Reddit's pretty responsive. This is different. I agree. I mean, it's very different than the Reddit look. But I'm pretty happy. Here's the info that is related to the AMA. Thing I can post very easily. I think this looks nice. I don't know. I just like Biscuit an awful lot. This is my preferred Reddit reader. But there's two very well known choices. And is it Bacon or Bacon Strip? I can't remember the
name. Bacon Reader.
Bacon Reader. Thank you. That's also very popular. I think those are the top three right now. But there are many. This is a very popular category.
Indeed.
My vote for Biscuit.
All right, fine. You got Alien Blue and you got Biscuit. Two good options.
And there's nothing like Bacon Reader to top it off there.
Mm-hmm. Alien Blue is, it's cute.
I think it's a little old.
Yeah.
It's gotten a little old. Both of them are... Biscuit might not be free. You might have to pay for Biscuit.
We will find out and put it in the show notes so that you have options.
This is one constant frustration. Once you've bought something...
Yeah.
I cannot now go to the App Store and find out what it costs.
No.
It drives me nuts.
It'll just be like, open?
Yeah.
You want to open?
Yeah. So everything I have, I don't know what it costs.
We also get emails constantly from people who say, you know, you told me that app was $1.99 and it's $4.99.
Well, that changes a lot, too.
And that's a constant issue because we'll always quote what it is at the time of recording.
Right.
But, often apps will do some sort of a week-long special or... The price drops, you know, it goes both ways. So we definitely do our best not to lead you astray. I'm not going to tell you something's $2 when it's really $5. It really was $2 at the time. All right, so we got an email from Aaron who says, although I'm in high school, I run a website design company. Go, Aaron. And I wanted to have a professional signature for my emails with a logo and all of that. In the past, when I was sending an email from my iPad or iPhone, I would copy and paste the logo, but then I realized you could have separate signatures for each email on your iOS device. Hmm. You just go into your settings, mail, signature. Let's do this. So settings, then we go into our mail, and then we find our signatures. and press all accounts. I only have one account actually set up on my iPad. But if you had multiple ones, this is actually...
By the way, I can't believe it still says sent from my iPad as your signature. So there's another duh tip. That's the default. Well, change it.
Well, yeah, that's a total duh tip.
You probably don't send email from that iPad.
Well, I send it through Mailbox, and I've taken the signature out of that app.
Right.
But yeah, sent from my iPad is a little bush league. Try not to do that, unless you really want to. Or you could say something like, you know, I have a lot of friends who will say it in a different language or something.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. I don't know why they do that.
So here's, I'm just going to tell you the old school rules for email signatures, okay? Mm. Nobody ever adheres to these anymore, but this is the rule. First of all, it shouldn't be too long, a few lines at most, maybe two, three.
Yeah.
The traditional way to do it, now I always put my name, because I don't want to have to sign my name to email, so I always put Leo, a blank line.
You're
in
right.
my signature. That yeah. doesn't count as your signature. It means just you put your name in it.
Yeah.
But here's how the email signature begins. Two dashes in a space. Did you know that? Two dashes in a space, new line.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why that's the accepted rule. Maybe because at one time email readers parsed it differently somehow, but that's it. Two dashes, space. Then I always put my name followed by my email address and a website. And I would leave it at that. Now, sometimes if you get an email from me, you'll see sometimes it's a little bit longer. Leo Laporte, Chief Twit, twit.tv, mm-hmm. leoville.com, mm-hmm. and that's it. Maybe a phone number. But please don't put graphics. Don't put an animated signing your name in there. That's not good. Don't put 18 lines of everywhere you ever worked. All the ways to reach you?
Sometimes, even though I know that someone's trying to be really thorough, I'm like, oh my gosh, you just listed every single social network plus like two phone numbers.
Right.
It's just, it's lame.
Yeah. Make it, because they can, the best thing to do is to have one, I have a page, twit.tv/Leo, that actually goes to my Google Plus profile that has everything else.
It's everything, yeah.
So that's not a bad thing to do, create an about.me page
that's,
or a Google Plus profile.
That's my SIG,
you're just about.me/Sarah Lane.
Yeah, you can get the links to everything
it's
else
all there.
From there. Yeah.
So that's the best way, I think, to handle it. It's okay to have a clickable link in your email. And you know why I put an email address?
You hear that, Aaron? Leo doesn't want your corporate logo in your SIG.
Bad.
At least not if you email him.
It's bad. It's bad form, only because it takes up a lot of space and bandwidth.
That too.
But nowadays, people don't worry about that so much.
This is a good tip, though, Aaron, that you can have different signatures
yes.
for different accounts that you're using on the same
And that
device.
Makes sense, because you might have a more personal account where you would put your phone number.
Sure.
And a more business yeah. account where you might put your work yeah. number, or you might not put that kind of information.
Want to be. Just yeah. make sure that you're sending from the right account.
We got an email from one of our ad reps who inadvertently used his personal account to send us email, and his signature is a badass mofo.
So
that's what I call him now.
That's good.
Yeah, for the rest of his life.
He's a badass mofo.
He's going to have to live that down.
I, in my Facebook profile, say that my job here is to be an ass kicker and a name taker.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Is that what you do here?
That's my job. According to Facebook, it is. I kick ass and I take names. Nobody ever called me out on it either. It's been sitting like that for about 4 years.
Here's another duh tip, on the fly duh tip from Web0495 in our chat room. If you click in the App Store, if you click the developer's name, you can get the price. Just saved me a lot of trouble.
Lol, what?
What?
Paul,
let me try
everything.
It. B-I-S-C-U-I-T. Whoops.
This Hold. Is... I'm...
Could this possibly be true?
Let's see.
Well, now, unfortunately, there we go. Biscuit for Reddit.
Yeah, it works. Look, Alien Blue, $3.99.
That's awesome. See, I thought it was free, but
so
I guess
here's
it's
what
not.
I did. I did
do
too.
That again because I didn't
okay.
Work.
So I click on the developer, then I click on the developer again.
Awesome.
And then it tells you that is really helpful.
There is a duh tip on
really
the fly.
Really helpful.
And Biscuit is $3.99.
They're both $3.99.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you
Thank
go.
Thank you.
That is such a good tip.
That's why that's a duh tip, because most people will go, "Of course, you didn't know that." But we will go, oh, that's great.
Exactly. And chances are someone out there has had their day made. Hey, so we got another email from Fernando. He lives in San Diego. Hello, Fernando. Says, since it was introduced, I've had problems with iMessage. Yeah, join the club. Due to the amount of non-Apple friends that I have. All of the traditional attempts to resolve it have always failed. If you call Apple, though, at 1-800-275-2273 and have them reset your iMessage linked to your Apple account, it will fix everything.
Really?
All glitches associated with contacts and missed messages will be gone.
Oh, I have to tell Abby this. Because she broke her iPhone, I gave her an Android phone, and she says, I don't get anybody's messages anymore. And that's because she's listed in their address book as being an iMessage person. And so their iPhones are trying to send via iMessage. And so she's not seeing those iMessage messages. It's not using SMS. So call Apple and say, reset me.
Okay.
Do you see that problem? That's a big problem if you switch from iPhone to Android phone.
That is a big problem. But, I mean, one of my problems is that, I mean, how many times could I say this on the show? You guys already know the answer. Is that my phone and my iPad are synced fine, but then iMessage on my Mac is like, it's like a whole different experience.
Yeah.
You have like huge chunks of conversations that are gone, and sometimes it'll catch up weirdly in real time when you open up your Mac again. It's infuriating.
Last I saw, Apple said, yes, we know there's a problem. No, we don't know how to fix it.
Well, according to Fernando, you call Apple, which is actually, that's a crappy solution, too. Why should you have to do that?
It's kind of lock-in.
But maybe
you know
if you're at the end of your road.
Abby can't wait till the new iPhone comes out, because then she can get a new iPhone, and then she'll get her messages. So that's exactly the effect that Apple probably wants. It's like, well, right. If you just stayed with an iPhone, you wouldn't have this problem, would you?
Right. Got another email from Richard in Bedford, which is in the UK. Says, I'm a big podcast listener, and I subscribe to many video podcasts using Pocket Cast app. I'm starting to find a lot of my subscriptions are now moving to YouTube. Do you have suggestions for a similar podcast style app where I could just add YouTube channels? I would like to get notifications, blah, blah, blah. I've tried the YouTube app itself, but I just don't like it. Alternately, a web-based aggregator type solution that offers an RSS feed so I can continue to use Pocket Cast would work as well.
I don't think so. I think this is...
Yeah.
I think Google wants you to use YouTube, and they don't offer a way for a third-party application to get your subscriptions. I don't think so.
Yeah. Because if that were the case, because we put everything onto YouTube just as a courtesy, right?
Yeah, and there's a subscribe button on YouTube, but you have to stay within the YouTube app or the YouTube website.
But we can't say, here, subscribe to YouTube through this third-party... No.
I don't think so.
It doesn't work that way.
Boy, if somebody can solve that one, I would love to hear about it. That would be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would be good. Good call, Richard. Way to stump everybody. But yeah, if you have suggestions, do write us, iPadToday@twit.tv. Or if you have like a Reddit client that you like better than the ones that we talked about, all that stuff, all the feedback.
We love it.
Yeah, absolutely love
we
it.
Won't
and
take
app
it
suggestions.
Personally.
Just try to suggest cool apps, because some of the apps you guys suggest, I just don't even know what you're
like,
doing with your day.
Disaster Llama?
Yeah.
Inappropriate Llama Disaster? That's a great app.
Now, that is different. Nobody suggested that to you. You found that
I found it all on your own. All by myself.
757-504-IPAD is where you can leave us a voicemail, like that kind sir did earlier today that we dramatically reenacted. You can send us a video. You can tweet at us. You can do whatever you want. Just don't stop loving us, because that's what we do.
That's nice of Sarah. You can do whatever you want.
You can... Wait, isn't that a song? You can do what you want
to. What was it going to do him to come after me for the furniture? What did he have to gain if I were...
Oh, I'm sorry. I was listening to an audiobook. While you were singing.
That's cool. That's usually what happens when I start singing. People
I got
say,
a little distracted.
Hey, I got this book I got to listen to. Cool.
I am so excited.
How'd you do that, though? That's the weirdest
part. Well, I mean, of course, there's the Audible apps. Audible.com. You know about Audible.com. Oh, you don't? The world's biggest audio bookstore, 150,000 titles. It is awesome. We're all fanatics about Audible. I've been an Audible member since the year 2000. 14 years.
2000.
And I have to see... Let me go back to my book. I have to say, the apps are one of the things that makes it really great. I have more than 500 books in my library on the iPhone, on the iPad, on the Windows or Android. All of the books I've ever downloaded on Audible.com are here, and I can listen to them all again if I want. I can download them onto my phone. I'll tell you what's on my phone right now. just to give you an idea of how many books. That was The Goldfinch. We've been talking about that. I'm still reading that because it's,
me too. Yeah,
43 hours, so it's a long book.
It's a really, it's good.
Oh, I love
but
it.
But it's going to take me a
Donna
while.
Donna Tartt.
Yeah.
I just got a new novel, a thriller by Gillian Flynn called Gone Girl. Do you know about that one? It's supposed to be amazing.
Oh, that's not new.
Well, newish.
Yeah, a couple years old.
Okay.
Yeah, newish.
This is a really old one, but it's one of my all-time favorite books, Cryptonomicon by Neal Stephenson. Love that
Haven't
book.
Read it.
The Beatles biography, the new one, it's going to be the definitive Beatles biography called All These Years. The first volume of it is out called Tune In. The next one will be Turn On, then the third one will be Dropout. Thinking Fast and Slow. Somebody, this gives you an idea of the range. There's fiction. There's biography. This is one of those self-help books, Thinking Fast and Slow. It was the inspiration for Malcolm Gladwell and Outliers for the Freakonomics guys. This was this guy who wrote it, Daniel Kahneman, is the first behavioral economist. And it's just about how people's brains interpret the world and change it, and how if you understand what you're doing, what your brain is doing, you can better understand the world. I am also loving Graham Nash reads his autobiography, Wild Tales, and he's so good. I'll just it's his own voice.
I talked it over with Ron Richards. He liked the idea. In the past, we'd done some folk-inspired material, you know, Stewball and The Very Last
Thing. I love it. It's just so great. Brings back the great moments in rock. So you can see, I love Audible.com. When you're in the car commuting, that's what saved my life, commuting to Tech TV. When you're working out in the gym on the treadmill, you just listen. This morning, Lisa, I could hear her book. She's listening to a great Nora Roberts novel coming through the house as she's working out. It makes it more fun, even doing housework or walking the dog, right, Ozzy? I love Audible. You will, too. I want you to go to audiblepodcast.com/iPad today. We're going to get you a free book, and that way you can see if it's right for you. You'll be signing up for the Gold account. That's the Book a Month Club. Your first month is free, though, so you cancel any time in the first 30 days. Pay nothing. You'll also get, by the way, along with a book, the book of your choice, you can go through all the Audible books and pick one. But also, you'll get the Daily Digest of the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal for free. So you really get a world of listening for free for 30 days. audiblepodcast.com/iPad today. I just, my favorite time of the month, I get my new credit for Audible. And I just got a new book that I'm looking forward to listen to called Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. And I was talking about that earlier. I can't wait. Oh, and then Andy Anacco had recommended A History of Dutch Manhattan. It's called The Island at the Center of the World, I think, yeah. And I can't wait. I love history. I alternate history, biography, and fiction. I'm always entertained. audiblepodcast.com/iPad today.
Is that the name of a Wilco album? Or Yankee Hotel Foxtrot? That's
right.
Different.
But this one
but
is about,
after.
Is a kind of a futuristic novel about like kind of how Google got all the information about, but it's not Google, but like a company
a fictional version.
Gets all the information and how people fight back, the hackers fight back. And it's I can't wait. I've heard very, very good things about it.
Leo, it's time to put your hat on, as I've done.
You
yep.
look good in that hat.
I thought so.
And you've decided to wear it in a kind of a jaunty fashion.
I don't know if you'd call this jaunty. I think you'd call it street.
Street?
Yeah.
I'm street, too.
I'm thug. Yeah,
I'm a
you
thug.
Are super street.
Living thug life.
If only we had a little bit more wind, you could really show people how you shine. You could show people how you fly. Huh?
I'm going to sag my pants and put on my hat.
You know, speaking of Google, isn't that sort of like the Google, what do they call
them? Noogler hat.
The Nooglers.
If anybody was a Noogler, they make you wear a beanie with a propeller for... I think you don't have to wear it, but they give it to you if you're a
I think you're really lame, though, if you're like, no, I'm not going to wear that. Just wear it.
No one's going to give me their Noogler hat, but if you ever did, I would love you forever.
I bet there are some unhappy Google employees who would love to give you their
Noogler
hat.
Oh, yeah, maybe like if you hated it.
I know some people who work at Google and are not happy.
Really?
Well,
how could you not be happy?
Because they're just complainers. Oh. You know how it is.
Some people aren't happy anyway.
Don't even get me started. It's not about them, though.
But why are we wearing these hats, Sarah Lane?
Oh, Leo, I'm glad you asked. It's because it's part of the show where we put hats on. We call them app caps. And then we each pick an app that we like the best over the whole week. We call them the App Cap Awards, and you get to be part of it. Well, you get to watch it anyway. You get to glean information from us. Now, okay, so before the show...
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sarah?
We had a heck of a time setting up our Apple TV, but it's...
Oh, I have to do some work.
But it was really important that we did do that because there's an app called Network. Mm-hmm. I actually talked about this on i5, but...
Network.
Yeah, it's Network with a 3 instead of an E.
Oh, how leet.
Yes, very leet. If it was leet, it would be spelled a little bit different. Now, Network actually is interesting because it used to be a completely different app. It was sort of about creating social networks to create... you know, if I created a social network called Twit, then I could connect to other people and we could... discuss and share images and videos.
Little
and
network.
Yeah, yeah. It's
Well, now what have they pivoted to?
Now it's all about finding video.
So could the person who asked us about having a YouTube list, could they use this?
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't subscribe to a YouTube channel specifically. Yeah. Network is more about discovery.
Okay.
All right, so for example, right now I am looking at a music video that is, I don't know who
these
people
are. Something to do with a van.
Right. And now I am, let's go ahead and I have sent it to our conference
room. Oh, wait a minute. So
Apple
you're
going
to stream? Okay, now in order to do that, we have an Apple TV on this.
Yeah.
So I have to switch to the digital set-top box and let's see. The Apple TV is on there.
Okay.
Oh, what?
Ah, okay. So now we are officially
you're
streaming.
You're airplaying it.
So yeah, here's my this is weird. This is weird view. Here's my iPad, and we're airplaying it. Are we? Why does it look different? Why?
Yeah, it's just slower. Now we're seeing.
Okay. All right.
It's just a little behind.
All right, understood. Now, here's what's kind of cool about Network that I think is interesting. You know, AirPlay, we all know how it works. You're basically just taking the video from here and sending it somewhere
else. I could do that with a YouTube app.
Yeah, but what you can do on Network is, now if you go back to my screen, Brian, you've got this swipe left to skip or swipe right to watch
later. So this becomes a remote control kind of.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you're like, it's almost like, you know, the Tinder model, right?
Where and now we've gone back to the Apple TV interface and you're playing
again.
Well,
it takes again, a
second. And but, now we're going to do this.
Yeah, but
this.
Basically, instead of normally the way that AirPlay works is you watch something and then you set up whatever else you want to watch and then
right.
you say, okay, AirPlay that. And it's a little bit more cumbersome.
But behind the scenes, you could be setting it up on that and then we'll just watch a steady stream.
Yeah, exactly.
Of lovely
Rodrigo,
music.
Not really right now. I'm totally more into Shakira. For example.
Oh, hips don't lie.
No, they don't. They really don't. Come on.
So you're going to play it? Oh, this is an ad for Activia.
Oh. Activia. Oh, man. I watch too much television. I really don't even watch television. I just have a good memory, I guess. Katy Perry, Dark Horse featuring Juicy J. I actually really like the song.
Oh, I haven't seen it. Let's play it.
Even though I'm not a Katy Perry fan.
I am a huge Katy Perry fan.
Well?
Oh, I have seen this one. I love this one. So can
you
AirPlay that?
I am AirPlaying it.
No, you ain't.
Oh. Whoops. Yeah. Sorry. I was not AirPlaying it. Now
I am. This is an older one. I love this song, though. Whoops. Mm. By the way, we should say we've been having a little trouble with AirPlay in the studio.
Because...
It's not AirPlaying it.
I know. I don't know why.
There we go.
No,
it doesn't like it anymore.
That's so
Maybe
strange.
Maybe it's got a Katy Perry block on it.
They're like,
I would.
Somehow the gods are like, you just don't want to. Yeah. She's so annoying. Oh, my God.
Oh, I love her.
I don't love her at all.
Yeah.
But I do like the song. It's because I like Juicy J. Hips don't lie. Anyway, that's Network. It's cool because the AirPlay part of it is only one part of it. Let's say you don't have an Apple TV, or let's say you don't really care about AirPlay or whatever. All of those same features that I'm talking about, it just is sort of novel the way that it works with AirPlay, also works just on the iPad itself. Now, if you were going to, all right, let's do a little wiggle featuring
wiggle.
Snoop Dogg. That
Anything
sounds
featuring
cool.
Snoop Dogg
hey,
is good with me.
I don't have time for this right now. Look, everybody's sleeping. But I would like to watch it later.
Did he have a pajama party earlier?
Yeah, he's always having
I think he had a little a sleepover party, right? with some
Now
young
that
ladies.
Now has gone into my watch later. So I could go ahead and watch that, or then I could go ahead and skip. I had also saved the Rosebuds earlier to watch later. So it's kind of this neat, and then of course I can add videos as well, share with my friends, and then if I'm searching for something, and this is actually kind of helpful, you can, if you end up liking, you're encouraged to like and comment and that sort of thing.
I like the browser. It's actually kind of
kind of it's
kind of
cool.
Because these are live. The videos are live as you're browsing them, which is really
exactly.
amazing. Yeah.
It's a little all over the place in a way. But I sort of like that about this. This is a building that's gotten blown up.
So it's not just music videos.
Oh, no, no, no.
It's just videos.
Oh, yeah. If I made it seem like it was just music videos, that's not true at all. I had told Network previously that I was interested in music videos.
Got it.
So it is designed just to YouTube give videos. You stuff that you right. want to see. Those birds are like, nope, we're outie. Gosh, you know, you think it would happen a lot faster. Oh.
They're doing a little thing. It's yeah. a show.
Bye.
Ever watch a building?
See ya. I'm always afraid of the buildings next to it.
Yeah, well, that's the trick. These guys are very highly paid professionals.
Right.
The idea is to have it go straight down, not sideways.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not fall over, but just
like,
go straight down.
It's like rainbow dynamite.
Feels like they're having trouble. Like,
right, yeah, the building's like, no, nope,
we're
good. It's
a lucky thing they set some extra dynamite.
This is what I need to live in for the next earthquake.
Quick, get us an inappropriate llama.
There it goes.
And
bye.
Goodbye. Nothing harmed.
The end of that.
Just a big puff of smoke.
Just a lot of dust.
That's pretty impressive.
Just a lot of
that.
Dust.
So you can, and you can airplay it, which isn't really the main point of this at all.
No.
That's, but it's a nice
feature. I just thought that it was cool the way that you could airplay and basically use your iPad as a remote
right.
rather than having to set it up each time.
Right.
The way that often happens.
Oh, sorry. That's my fault.
Oh, dear.
Hello?
Hi.
I don't know why it did that, but that's fine.
I don't know, some feedback thing. Anyway, that's Network with a 3N3TWORK. It's totally free.
You know, I saw that and I thought it was the Airbnb app.
Oh, because of the logo?
That's the Airbnb logo.
Darn near, isn't it? Darn near.
I actually saw this and I thought, oh, who cares? An Airbnb app. I don't care. And that's not it. It's a network. Isn't that funny? I have to apologize because I feel like the apps I show you should be stuff that you never heard of, like Inappropriate Llama Disaster. But this was an app that's featured this week on iTunes and everything. But perhaps you were wondering, what does it look like? How does it play?
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you a chance to see it. It's the new Star Wars Commander. And this is really LucasArts' response to the success of programs like Simpsons Tapped Out and Clash of Clans, two of the most popular, most valuable properties on the iPad. This is a free app with in-app purchases, just like those. I think it's kind of well done. Yeah, there we go. As with every Star Wars thing, you've got to have the scroll. We'll skip that. You've seen that. But there you go. This is the environment. We're going to go through the tutorial because I did it at home and I haven't done it here. But we create a base. It's actually fun. I want to get through this as fast as I can if I can because at one point we're going to get AT-ATs and be able to do some stuff. But this is just the tutorial. You're going to plan a base. You do get to decide whether you are Empire or Rebel Alliance, which I think is kind of fun.
Yeah, the graphics sometimes you don't want to be the good guy.
Yeah, and I think the graphics are really nicely done. And if you're a fan of the Star Wars universe, you're going to like this a lot. We start on Tatooine. Actually.
Okay.
They've got the Star Wars music, Star Wars characters.
Dobra Bib Fortuna.
Now, he's working for Jabba the Hutt, and he says Jabba's mad that I shot his mercenaries.
Jabba's a dangerous enemy. We need to build this base up.
I agree. Let's go get some stuff. Buy an alloy refinery. Plant that right there.
If we buy another droid, we can...
I'll buy another droid. Oh, he says, by the way, make sure it's a good droid, not... You see, okay, crystals are the currency, as you would expect, and that means that there are going to be times when you shop and you need to buy crystals with real money. This is the tutorial we're running through very quickly. Let's move quickly through this. They give you enough crystals to get started.
Picking up an Imperial transmission.
Uh-oh.
It's Darth Vader.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Now what?
Champion want on Tatooine?
Well, he wants some help.
Attention. The Imperial garrison on Tatooine requires local assistance in dealing with a Tusken Raider camp.
That doesn't sound
I've good. Mobilized
this
several ATSTs for this mission. In light of...
So, I'm gonna...
With Jabba on our tail, we could use some friends. Let's take those walkers for a spin.
So I'm gonna actually... now we're gonna go out to somewhere else. I can't remember where we're going. Here we go. Oh, we're still on Tatooine. So I'm actually going to get to deploy these walkers and have a little fun with them. I mean, this is really, I gotta say, the graphics are great. It's very similar, if you've ever played any of these, you know, tap and conquer games, to a lot of them. But
it's similar to every game you've ever liked ever. And I mean you specifically, Leo.
These are the most popular games.
I know. No, it's not just you.
They're always top grossing.
This is made for you.
Now, here's the deal. This is kind of fun.
Your actions were noted, mercenary. Empire would find your skills useful.
The Empire would find my skills useful.
Those walkers were pretty convincing, partner. Maybe
we... So now he says, well, maybe we should... But wait a minute. Princess Leia.
I do hope you haven't been fooled by the Empire's propaganda.
The voice acting is good. Wait till we get to Han Solo. He's fun. He actually kind of sounds like Han Solo. Well, let's go to Dan Duran real quickly.
Okay.
You don't mind, do you?
No.
Just a side trip.
Why? I've got nothing else to do today, but...
Here's Han Solo.
My name's Han Solo. Maybe you've heard of me?
It kind of does sound like him.
Get me into the fight, and I'll handle it.
They've done a pretty... This has been years in the making. Get the feeling like they were watching this stuff.
Never tell me the odds.
And they said, well, we should really do this with the Star Wars universe. And they actually have. And I think they've done a very nice job. So now I'm fighting for the Rebel Alliance. Earlier I was fighting for Darth Vader. And this is where an ethical conundrum is going to come in. And I'm going to leave this to our fans at home to decide. But much like Clash of Clans, by the way, they have clans.
The Rebellion thanks you. I hope you'll join us in our battle against the M.
And you can join a clan. There is apparently a Twit clan here. Is the Twit clan part of the Rebel Alliance? I would guess it is. Let's go back to Tatooine. Oh, no!
Tawonki jabba do hadu bunky dunko.
Tawonki bunky dunko.
Masa upa do chis.
Usa masa upa.
Oh, that
upa.
Bib.
That
He's such
bib.
A funny talker.
So here's the deal.
I feel like I want to watch Star Wars tonight.
Doesn't it feel like that?
Yeah.
Now.
You give me enough characters and I get all nostalgic for
I
you
ask
know, 1983.
You, should I join the Empire or join the Rebels? Now, you may want to log into your Facebook. See, we're starting to get the social component going here.
Nobody likes that, though.
Well, once you log into your Facebook, you'll see who of your friends is in the Empire.
Oh, okay.
And who of your friends is in the Rebel Alliance.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to join this baby.
Okay. Why not?
Now I get to fight for the Rebel of the Empire, which is awfully cool.
Right.
The Empire has great machines.
I've been instructed by Lord Vader to repair your...
See? And already I've got a benefit. He rebuilt the whole thing.
We're also presenting you with a squad center.
And that's the key. Not to clan, but squads. So you get the idea. This is... I don't have to go any farther. I did want to show you that one thing, which I think is kind of interesting. You can choose... you choose your call sign. I call myself Darth Twit. There we go. And, this is one more thing I wanted to tell you. By authorized field reports, they mean turn on notifications. If, I'm not going to do it on this, well, let's go ahead and do it. Because you're going to get R2-D2 and others talking to you. Just remember you got Homer Simpson saying things to you in your notifications.
Well,
now you get
you
great
do.
Star Wars sound effects in your notifications, which
just
I really
I
like.
Just what I
this
need.
Is where they're going to get you, though, is in the shopping. Well, let's upgrade real quickly here. All right, we're still in the tutorial, unfortunately.
Need barracks to drink.
All right, I want to show you the shop because this is where they're going to get you. Of course, everything you want is going to cost big bucks, and you're going to want to spend actual American dollars for this Tatooine crap. And that's where they eventually will get you. What I don't know yet, and I haven't played it for that long, just came out, is how far you can get, how much fun you can have with actually spending money.
You can't just have fun forever?
My sense is that this is going to be one of those games where I think they're smart enough to say, let's make it fun. Let's get some troops. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And give you a chance to play without spending any money.
Yeah.
But
well, the name recognition, you know, it's like
they don't want to be too greedy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Simpsons you could play well without spending money. Clash of Clans you could play without spending money. But there are plenty of games, as you know, that really, if you don't spend money, you're not going to have much fun. This, much like Clash of Clans, allows you to attack other people. You can attack a rival. I'm still in tutorial, so I can't do it. But so you will be able to attack other real people. Your clan or whatever, your squad will be able to... all right. Oh, hey, by the way. I got some womp rats. I'm going to clear out an infestation of womp rats.
Oh, boy. What are womp rats? What? I don't remember those.
Oh, yes, in the very first movie.
Where
Luke goes out, he likes to shoot womp rats.
Oh, sorry. See, I need to watch it again.
You gotta watch it again. Anyway, there it is. The game is free. Of course, they're in-app purchases, and my suspicion is, having played it only for a couple of hours so far, that you probably can have a lot of fun without spending money on it. It's Star Wars Commander.
Star Wars Commander. Brand new
on the App Store.
Yep. Yeah, there it is.
I have to say, it's really gorgeous. The voice work is very good.
Yeah.
I think that they've done a nice job. It is in that Clash of Clans, Simpsons Tapped Out genre.
I really want to know. I would love to have seen the voice, hiring business at LucasArts.
Do you sound like Harrison Ford?
Right.
I think I do.
Right. Yeah. I just, like, who was, like, almost as good to be Leia, but not good enough?
Right.
And what did they really
look
like?
They did a pretty good job. I mean, they're not exactly
the same. And you
have
to, like, close your eyes when they're auditioning.
But, you know, Kermit the Frog's not exactly the same. Things.
Oh, no. That, I can't listen to him.
I know.
I can't listen to Kermit the Frog. It's upsetting.
Yeah.
It's really upsetting. It has to be Jim Henson or GTFO.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that does it for this episode of iPad Today. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Leo just kind of got into, like, some meditative state there at the end and decided to play Star Wars Commander for a while.
That's
exactly why it's an app cap.
It's an app cap.
Because you like it.
I do like it.
Thanks, everybody, for watching and listening. We do the show live on Mondays, right of triangulation, and right before
twilight. I find your lack of faith disappointing.
Yeah, well, get used to it. And before This Week in Enterprise Tech at about noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Hope you join us live. But, of course, if you can't, you can watch us on demand. You know what to do. Twitch.tv/IPT. Until next week. That's all.